I found four questions pertaining to figures 33 and 34. The first asks, what's the maximum amount of baggage that can be carried when the airplane is loaded as follows, and it gives you the loading parameters. The second one asks you to determine if the weight and balance is within limits. The third asks you which action can adjust the airplane's weight to maximum gross weight and CG limits for takeoff. And the fourth one asks you about a weight shift problem, that when you land, a 180-pound passenger departs the airplane, and a rear passenger of 204 pounds moves to the front passenger position. What effect does this have on the CG if the airplane weighed 2,690 pounds and the moment was 2,260 just prior to the passenger transfer? Well, that problem requires you to do two weight and balance problems. You do one weight and balance problem with the given parameters, and then the second one you do with the weight shift problem, and you'd find that the CG did move forward approximately 3 inches. Let's do one of these problems. There's two ways of doing the problem. You can go to figure 34 and look at the moment limit versus weight to determine whether it's in limits, or you can simply do the weight and balance using a calculator that has a memory function, and I'll talk you through doing one. We'll just pick one of these. Determine if the airplane weight and balance is within limits. They're giving you the weight of the occupants, fuel, and baggage. They give you the empty weight of the airplane at 2,015 pounds. They don't give you the arm of the empty airplane. They do give you the moment, which is 1554.00. In order to do this expeditiously with a calculator, you need to get the arm of the airplane. So the way you do that is you take 1554 and you multiply it times 100, and you get 155,400. Divide that by 2015, you get the empty arm of the airplane of 77.12. You need that if you're going to do this calculator method. The way you do this is you clear your calculator, you clear the memory, and you would take the basic empty weight of the airplane, 2015, times 77.12, and you would just press the add memory key. You just threw that into memory, okay? And you go down the list and see what they want you to have. Front seat occupants, 415 pounds, 415 times, what's the arm of the front seat passengers? The arm is 85. Times 85, enter into memory. Then you take the rear seat occupants, 110 times 121, that's the arm of the rear seat, 121, add that into memory. All I did is hitting the M plus key. Okay, I haven't done anything else except what I'm telling you that I'm doing. Fuel main tanks, 44 gallons. Well, how many pounds is 44 gallons? 44 gallons times 6 pounds per gallon? The main wing tank's usable fuel table happens to have a value of 44 gallons, and it's giving you a weight of 264 pounds, right? So, 264 times the arm, 75, 75 plus memory. That's it. And then we go, aux tanks, 19 gallons. Is there a... Yes, there's a value for 19 gallons, 114 pounds. 114 times 94, that's the arm of the aux tanks, 94, plus memory. And baggage is 32 pounds. Baggage or fifth seat occupant, see? So, 32 times 140, enter memory. Okay, I've just inputted the basic empty weight, the front, rear occupants, the fuel, the baggage into the calculator. Now I'm going to press the clear button. Whatever I added to the memory is still there, but the calculator is now cleared for me to do the weight. So now we're going to add up all the weights. Here we go. Empty weight, 2015 plus 415, 415 plus 110, 110 plus 44 gallons, which is 264, 264 plus aux tanks, 19 gallons, 114, 114 plus baggage, 32 plus. My weight is 2,000 950 pounds. That's my maximum allowable takeoff weight. Great. 2,950 pounds. Clear. The memory has not been cleared. I still have that number in the memory. I'm going to now recall that number. And I'm going to take that number when it appears on the screen and divide it by the weight I just came up with. So I write down my weight, 2,950. Now I clear the calculator, leave the stuff in the memory, and I'm going to press Recall Memory, the RM button. Recall Memory, there's a great big number there, 238977.8. I'm going to press Divided By, and I'm going to enter 2950, 2950, hit equals, and my answer is 81.00. That's my center of gravity. Now I look at my forward and aft limit. My forward limit is 82. My aft limit is 84, so I am forward of my forward limit. I am 1 inch forward of my forward limit. So the weight is within limits, and the CG is out of limits. By the way, the other two answer choices both indicate that the airplane is 19 pounds overweight, so by elimination we know what the correct answer is. But by doing the problem this way, I'm showing you the practical, real-life application of doing these problems. You don't need to go to the figure 34 and use the moments that they give you. You can just add the weights times the arms, keep track of all of those numbers as they go into the memory of the calculator, and then divide that total number by the total weight of the airplane, and you'll come up with your CG. The final question is, which action can adjust the airplane's weight to maximum gross weight and CG within limits for takeoff? So they give you some items here. The front seat is 425, the rear seat is 300, and the main fuel tanks have 44 pounds. 425 pounds in the front seat, 300 pounds in the rear. Wow. That is pretty heavy. Let's run those weights. Take the empty weight of the airplane, 2015 pounds. Add that to 425, add that to 300, 300, add that to 44 gallons is 264 pounds, 264 plus any baggage, nope, 3,004 pounds, 3004. Boy, that's over 2950. Let's subtract 2,950 to see how far over we are. We are 54 pounds over. 54 pounds. How much fuel is 54 pounds? Divided by 6 pounds per gallon, that's 9 gallons of fuel. One of the answer choices is drain 9 gallons of fuel. Let's move on to figure 35. Unless, do you want to do that weight shift problem? You know, the weight shift problem where the CG moved forward approximately 3 inches? The way you would do that is exactly the way we just did the previous problem. You add up all the weights, you multiply them times the arms, and you get a total moment. And then when the passenger departed the airplane, you subtract 180 pounds from your original weight, which was 2690. Now your weight is down to 2510, but you also have to subtract the moment change from the loss of a 180 pound passenger. So the arm of that passenger was 85, so you have to subtract 180 times 85, which is 15,300 pound inches. You also have to subtract the weight of the rear seat passenger, which was 204 pounds times 121. And then you add that same person's weight, 204 pounds times 85, to get a new moment. So that is a beautiful problem because it takes you through what would actually happen when a person is removed from a station. The weight is removed and the moment is removed. Now you have a new set of figures. And then if a person moves from one seat to the other, you have to remove their weight and remove their moment from where they were, and then re-add the new moment. The weight is going to be the same, but re-add the new moment because the arm has changed. The CG moves forward approximately 3 inches.